8090 today.
Gay rights groups lash out at the Catholic Church. Wow, what is the Vatican doing now, linking homosexuality to child abuse? It's called throwing fire or throwing gasoline on the fire. Man, somebody needs to give them some instructions and PR. The spin is all wrong coming out of Rome. I'll give you the latest on that. Also, Toyota, you heard about this, the Lexus GX460. On the air yesterday, I said it was shocking that pretty much Consumer Reports said, don't buy this. I can't remember ever reading that in Consumer Reports. They might have, you know, rated cars lower, but I never have seen that. So now Toyota has another problem on their hands. They're testing all of the SUVs, and they've suspended the sales of it because of the risk of a rollover. When it rains, it pours. Safety first, after all. It is almost tax time. Sadly, maybe some of you are drinking that coffee, listening to America Tonight, sitting there with your number two pencil and trying to figure out what's in the five trash bags you have on the floor as far as receipts that you can write off. I'm just kidding. File an extension. Anyway, taxes are on the minds of many people. We're going to take you to Boston here in just a second. And I want to tell everybody, if you send me an email at americatonight.net that says, I love Peter Max. Peter Max is the artist who is kind of the pop culture iconic artist, would be the best way to describe him. If you simply Google his name, there'll be enough information there for you to write a book about him. Anyway, if you missed an interview that I did with him earlier, we're going to let you hear that in our final hour. But he did some incredible artwork with Shaquille O'Neal, and he is going to sign a poster directly to you if you are the first two people to send me at americatonight.net, I love Peter Max. We'll figure out who the first two are, and we will send you a note back, and you can send us your mailing information, and they'll get that out to you. How cool is that? You know, I looked up his famous love poster, and you can actually get a copy of that. It will only set you back $2,000 plus. That's it. All right, so we bounce back to taxes. Maybe you could use some of your tax refund and put it toward a Peter Max poster. But the taxes on the minds of many and on the minds of Tea Partiers, although a recent survey says most of the people going to the Tea Parties aren't so much concerned about the economics of things, although that's a little bit of it. They're more concerned about what's happening to the nation. And that kind of plays into Sarah Palin being the headliner. The former Alaska governor said this earlier in the day.
I'm not calling anyone un-American, but the unintended consequences of these actions, the results are un-American. Is that what Barack Obama meant when he promised the nation that they would fundamentally transform America? He warned us with a playbook that sure seems to me like it's all Alinsky all the time. Is this what their change is all about? I want to tell them, nah, you know, we'll keep clinging to our Constitution and our guns and religion, and you can keep the change. So the people in Boston and all across the U.S. were sending a message to Washington that come November, that big government, big debt, Obama, Pelosi, Reid spending spree, that they're their little children, we're here to take care of you. That agenda is over. We're voting them out. We're going to tell them you're fired. They had said, well, yes, we can. We need to tell them that just because you can does not mean you should. So, folks, from now until November, when they say, yes, we can, we're going to all say, oh, no, you don't.
All right, so that's a slice of Sarah Palin, their other talk show host, local to that area, to Boston, that were also there at the podium with Sarah Palin, and there was a crowd, and now there's going to be a big one tomorrow in Washington, D.C. What's interesting is the Tea Party movement got started about 14 months ago. How many people know what the Tea Party movement is? We had Carrie Telasco on the show with us a couple of days ago to talk about that from the Washington think tank, and she mentioned being at the first one and the Institute for Liberty sponsoring it and how it was pouring down rain and it was a mixture of people. It wasn't about Democrat or Republican. It was just a mixture of all kinds of different people. So anyway, 45% of all Americans say they have no clue. They don't know what the Tea Party deal is. They don't know if they support it or oppose it because they're not familiar with it. In the meantime, according to CNN Opinion Research, they did the survey, 10% of Americans say they've supported the Tea Party movement, and those Tea Party folks are, how would you describe them, better educated, more religious than the general public, and older, according to this poll. About 8 in 10 would vote for Republican in the midterm elections if they were held today. 6 in 10 are men. I don't think this is necessarily a surprise. 1 out of every 10 people say they have donated money, attended a rally, or taken another active step to support the Tea Party deal. The poll also shows that 60% of the core group of the Tea Party folks are men, like I said. They're over the age of 50, 6 in 10. Two-thirds went to college. Half say they attend church services weekly or almost weekly. And it's on the rise. So 14 months, what will it look like in 3 years? Here's the deal. Whatever a movement is, the whole idea is people gather, they go, they speak out. I've said this before, and I've tried to look into the whole Tea Party thing and what I've gotten from it. And I'm sure there's somewhere there are lunatics on the fringe. There's lunatics on the fringe anywhere. And the core people that form the Tea Party don't want the lunatics on the fringe because they want to be taken seriously. They want to have a movement. That's the whole idea, that people get involved, people speak out. And I've talked to two different reporters, one from the Wall Street Journal and the other from a local paper, and it was in Louisville. And they both told me that they tried to, in talking to people, find out, hey, are you, you know, do you lean toward the Democrats? Or are you a registered Democrat? Are you a registered Republican? And they found kind of a mixed bag. So it's interesting that this poll says mostly voting for Republicans. Now, there are supposed to be some spoilers on hand in Washington, D.C. and across 68 other areas that are going to have Tea Party, not standoffs, but Tea Party rallies. That's the way to call it, Tea Party rallies. And they're going to try to disrupt them. So that may be what you'll see if you turn on the local news. It may be a little tiny chunk of what we're talking about in our next show. What was the aftermath? Did anything significant, you know, actually become of it? Coming up, watch out for those IRS scams. Too many people fall for it. It is tax season. Tomorrow's the due day. There's a lot of panic out there. I'll explain what I mean coming up.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Well, down hearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
We bounce from Sarah Palin calling Obama's agenda basically un-American at the Tea Party speech to, here's just a side fact too that I heard earlier in the day. Do you know that Sarah Palin has made $12 million since she gave up being the governor of Alaska? And, you know, it's capitalism, baby. A lot of people want her to speak. So that's the deal. She's getting speaking engagements, and they add up. That's pretty much what the last probably 6 months plus have been for her. So more power to anyone who can use the bully pulpit to their favor. And she's not the only one doing it, trust me. And ultimately, with the way things are going in the midterm elections, I think you'll probably end up seeing more of Sarah Palin. Scott Brown would be another one that would probably make some of the rounds, but he's too busy in Washington, and he's not going on the speaking circuit yet. Although he may end up pushing for a couple of candidates, certainly not to the extent that someone like Sarah Palin can do, since she's free from the daily grind of being the governor of a state like Alaska. So I mentioned that you have to be careful of these IRS scams. And this is the deal with modern technology. The whole phishing thing and being careful with emails. And, you know, tax season is kind of coming to an end. But there's still scammers out there. And the biggest ones pretend to be from the IRS, and they're very, very busy trying to process returns and to get refunds. I mean, that's what they, the IRS is doing that, and that's what the some of the scam artists are claiming they can do, and they're trying to get information. That's the whole idea, because the IRS would not send out emails to people saying your check is on the way. In fact, you never hear from the IRS unless it's bad news. You just, one day, if you're getting a refund, walk to the mailbox and you get a check. They don't send emails. They definitely don't send emails. And the red flags would include some of the things that I found out, like the person doing your taxes says that they can get you a large refund compared with what other tax people are offering. Large refund. And that's what their fee is based on, a percentage of the refund. That's that is a definite red flag. If you have to sign a blank form, watch out for that, because anybody who is reputable will ask for receipts and will ask a bunch of questions, a ton, probably to the point of annoying you, to determine what deductions you should get. And don't believe anything that's just crazy off the wall, that it's voluntary to file your taxes or you don't have to file your taxes. The government, I mean, how does somebody buy this? The government's going to do it for you. You don't have to do your taxes. Scams have been around for a long time. Let's just say file an extension if you're stuck and don't fall for any shenanigans about how much money you're going to get on your refund, because it's not true. It's a scam. And look for those couple of things that I mentioned. You know, sadly, you'd be surprised the people that get sucked into things. I don't understand what's going on with the Vatican. First, the outrageous stories that keep on giving, keep on coming about these priests that have molested young boys who are now grown men who are destroyed because of this, and then the priests end up going to a different parish. I've said this before, just like in any other business, any other religion, in anything, there are definitely people that are scumbags, bottom feeders, philanderers, whatever you want to call them, that are abusers. It's not one particular group. It's people. You get X amount of people, and you're going to find all shapes and sizes and evil and good. So the problem was, I'll say it again, I know there's a lot of dead horses around here on America Tonight, but I'm going to beat this one more time. The problem was with Pope Benedict. He did not act. He was part of a cover-up in the one case, at least. And it seems as though the evidence is quite clear. Why this happened in the first place, I don't know. But we can't go back in the time capsule. Well, I do know, because it was a cover-up. So it's too late to go back and undo the cover-up, only to move forward and do what's right. Now, a lot of these dioceses are paying out big sums of money in lawsuits, and they should. They should have to pay up for what has been done. Because mentally, how do you think that person, that man, or even they, definitely some of the priests were accused of fondling young girls, too, but mostly it was pedophiles. You know, they're destroyed is the answer to that. So there's no amount of money that's going to change it. No amount. You have gay rights groups that are furious over these comments made by a top Vatican official, a cardinal. I'm going to let you hear the cardinal in translation, and then we'll talk about why the groups are so angry.
Many psychiatrists have demonstrated that there is no relationship between celibacy and pedophilia, but many others have demonstrated, I was told recently, that there is a relationship between homosexuality and pedophilia.
Oh, thank you for clearing that up. So, specifically saying that, you know, why protecting the whole celibacy of the priesthood thing? Hey, don't say it's because of the celibacy thing. It's not about that. So every group that you can imagine is coming out of the woodwork to just blast the church leaders. Whatever lesbian and gay organization or movement, there's one, a big one in London. They said it's not a surprise what these church leaders are doing. They're appalled by it, but they're not shocked. because it's like comparing attacks on the Catholic Church to the Holocaust, and it's ridiculous to do that. They're trying to come up with some crazy, desperate answers, trying to cover up, and that's the answer to this. What the Vatican needs to do is just not talk. They need to forget it or hire a PR person or something, because they're not deflecting attention away from themselves or drawing attention to them. And to come out and say that the sex crimes of the Catholic Church you could trace to homosexuality, not celibacy, is just a dumb thing to say. I can't sugarcoat this. I mean, how are they coming up with this comparison? Oh, so, you know, and it's clear it was pedophilia that was happening in almost all the cases, not every case, but almost all the cases. So they're just getting deeper and deeper into this. The more the Vatican is, the more they react. And, you know, the Pope himself tried to cut off the storm, try to head it off in March by apologizing to victims of child abuse in Ireland. And it's just become worse since then. The downplaying the seriousness of abuse allegations, saying that, well, they must be gay priests, because certainly it has nothing to do with celibacy. Oh, incredible. Then denying what looks to be pretty ironclad, this evidence against the Pope. I haven't seen it. I've only read about it from some reputable sources. And if, in fact, it proves to be true, you know, this Pope is not good in moving into the future for the Catholic Church, if that's the case. I mean, so, you know, come on here. Hire a PR agency, I'll say it again, but stop responding. I mean, they're so self-destructive. Anybody who hates the Catholic Church or hates Catholics is loving this, because they're imploding themselves. That's exactly what they're doing. They're setting up a claptrap and spouting ridiculous, ridiculous things. I feel like I'm watching an episode of The Tudors. I'm serious. Only this is real. These aren't actors. Well, they don't seem like actors. This is the real deal, and they have blown it. I mean, it is like the blunder of the century when it comes to religion and wrongdoing. We still have lots to get to here on the show. Coming up next, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, defending, and deflecting. Next.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Baby, try finding one of those forms. You have to go online. They used to be able to pick them up at the post office. I didn't see any at the post office during this whole tax season. Maybe you can't do that anymore. The post office doesn't want to supply anything because they're having problems. They are bleeding so badly that they want to stop delivering the mail on Saturday. Yeah. How bad it's gotten, and you already know about this because we certainly have talked about this enough. If they don't want to deliver it on Saturday, that's fine with me. I think it'll affect some businesses, and it certainly would affect a place like Netflix because of how quickly that one extra day, I would imagine, helps Netflix, and now it's less time on the clock for them, right? All right, I mentioned that I was going to bring up this story as we roll around in a couple of different things here on the show. And I was talking about the priest situation. It's depressing, but we've known about this now for a while. But the fact that the fact that there was these cover-ups, and now you have the Vatican coming out and just railing against saying it's homosexuals. It's they need to just not talk. Just say, what is it say in confession? Bless me, Father. Bless me, Pope Benedict. But we're all sinners, so I have sinned. But I'm just going to tell you this. For the sake of your church, stop having the minions talk. Because the more they talk, the worse it gets. The worse it gets for Catholics in general. All right, I mentioned Eric Holder. Eric Holder has no fear of speaking. And Eric Holder stands, I will give him this, he stands by his guns no matter what. A lot of people have tried to topple him, but they haven't been able to do it. I said the guy should have gotten a pink slip. I think he's one of the worst possible connections for Obama, one of the worst guys that he picked up. And the reason is because of the handling of a couple of things, the CIA, the whole torture thing, what's going on with Gitmo, the flip-flopping. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Holder's. I think the AG spot could have been better served in a couple of different directions. But regardless, he has the job. So Guantanamo, Guantanamo, Guantanamo. So many questions abound, but very few answers. The goal is still the same. Close Gitmo, bring the misfits, the war combatants, the whatever you want to label them as, terrorists, to an Illinois prison. Upgrade the Illinois prison. That means Congress has to agree to close Gitmo, has to agree to move the prisoners because they have to pay for it, has to agree to pay the money to upgrade the prison facility in Illinois. So here's part of the questioning today, and this time it's Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa talking to Holder. Take a little listen to this.
Would you provide the names of political appointees at the department who have previously represented detainees or advocated on detainee issues?
With all due respect, Senator, and I know that your request comes from what I will call a good place. Yours was an honorable request, and the hesitance that I had, I think, has been borne out by what I have seen. There has been an attempt to take the names of the people who represented Guantanamo detainees and to drag their reputations through the mud. I will not allow good, decent lawyers who have followed the greatest traditions of American jurisprudence, done what John Adams did, done what our Chief Justice has said is appropriate. I will not allow their reputations to be dispersed. I will not be a part of that.
You recently said that attorneys representing unpopular clients are patriots. I want to comment, though, that I doubt that you would share the same feeling for lawyers who represent the mafia, and I doubt that you would hire them in the Justice Department.
Oh, that's an interesting one, isn't it? Mob lawyers. So they're not getting the names. That's pretty much the bottom line, huh? But it was pretty funny. It is a pretty funny comment. I gotta give him credit for that one. Alright, we're gonna scatter shoot here because I wanna be able to squeeze in a couple of things as I know many of you are cruising and listening and hanging and all that other sort of stuff. Coming up on America Tonight, we have birthdays, this day in history and news you can abuse because frankly we need some light stuff. It's been nothing but heavy, pretty much along the way. So here are some other things that are going down across the nation before we get to that, however. And I call this, besides scatter shooting, we're filling in more of the blanks. We already talked about the Vatican and the latest mess, blunder on their part. And this comes out earlier in the day. You know, we knew this was... Somebody had come on the show, and we knew that this was something that was in the air, but now it's just out there for public knowledge, information. But Iraqi and U.S. security folks are saying Iraqi forces, bravo, stopped an al-Qaeda plot in Iraq that was kind of 9/11 style. They were going to hijack airplanes, fly them into Shiite holy shrines. That was the idea. They arrested two men linked to this plan, and they shut down the airport for days, and they shut down the Baghdad airport for hours last week. In Washington, they confirmed the plot, but they said it's doubtful that the plotters were very far along in their planning or even had the ability to carry it out. That's the thing. The plan was aimed at reigniting sectarian violence, which was part of the problem in Iraq when the troops were fighting, and even in and around those green zones, you had the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds. So they're trying to open up that old wound for however long they, or for however far they were along in the plot. But hey, whatever stage it was in, they were able to stop it. So in my book, that's, you know, hey, that's a good thing, right? Not just in America, in other spots as well. Here's the other thing. The West Virginia governor has decided to make this his mission now about the coal mines, not just the 29 miners who died, but to go after not just Massey Energy, but to inspect 200 coal mines so that there isn't a chance, or they hope there's not a chance, of another accident like the one that happened almost 2 weeks ago with 29 dead that turned out to be the worst mining accident we've had since 1970. So the immediate inspection and the 200 means that they would have to, the mines would have to just shut down for a day and, you know, let the inspections begin. I think it's a smart move, actually. It'll probably make some people nervous because there's concern over whether or not, for example, Upper Big Branch Mine, which is where the methane gas probably played a role in what happened there on April 5th, there's concern certainly in that one, but in some of the others that they could completely get shut down depending on what they find. And here's the thing, as much as somebody wants to go back and make their living in the mine and they know of the dangers, you don't want to walk into a situation where it's so dangerous that there is the chance that an accident can happen within weeks. Because this was the worst one in 40 years. So I don't believe that anybody wants to crawl back in to that. Speaking of crawling, troops crawled out or pulled out of a brutal mountainous region where you had canyons and caves and a mission that had some of the worst fighting in Afghanistan in that entire 9 years. They called it the Valley of Death. So the troops abandoned it, and that's a good thing because if you think about what they were trying to accomplish, boy, and seeing shots of that too is crazy. On an old 60 Minutes report, I think it was with Petraeus, they showed some of the areas that they're talking about, and Valley of the Death was one of them, when they're talking about trying to secure them or get Taliban guys. But, I mean, just unbelievable how many were booby-trapped and ambushed and how awful that was. You know, that's when we started to lose more troops. I'd get on the air and find out that, oh, yeah, there wasn't backup, there wasn't enough firepower, there wasn't any air when they tried to call out. Remember that? That was only 6 months ago. So what's happened now is there's a new focus on the population areas instead of the more Spartan areas. Instead of trying to smoke out more of the Taliban guys, I guess, or Al-Qaeda, really, in the area that borders Pakistan, the pullback is to now be in some more of the heavily populated areas, in more of the city areas, if you will, I guess is the best way to put it. It's they're portraying the withdrawal as a defeat for foreign forces in Afghanistan, and they're calling it a realignment because of changing strategies, you love that, to deal with the Taliban, to deal with the insurgency that has gotten stronger and gripped some of the more stable parts of the country. They're worried about the people and the people being flipped, frankly, who go to the mosques, and that's where they get most of their information. So in that sense, it's probably a smart move because they've got to be there to talk to the tribal elders and to get closer to some of the people, to get closer to the people who would ultimately perhaps help the government. Coming up on the flip side, we're lightening the load.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Summer feeling like on this tax day. Woohoo! Happy tax day. Happy and tax just really go hand in hand. Leonardo da Vinci wasn't worried about taxes. Today is his birthday. Of course, he is one of our dead celebs that we're talking about as far as birthdays. Because you know, right, that Leonardo da Vinci is not alive. He's 558 years old if he were alive. And he was an amazing painter, the painter of the Mona Lisa, and a brilliant Renaissance scientist. He was the scientist artist dude, Leonardo da Vinci, 558. We're going to go through some other birthdays coming up here in a few, but first, how about some entertainment? How about some light fare How about some upside-down, crazy news you can abuse stuff? That's why I call it news you can abuse, because some of it is ridiculous and some of it is ha-ha funny. In New York, a bride wore white and a groom strutted out in a top hat and a tux. Students at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York have put pooches on the catwalk. The canine fashionistas included Schultzy, the West Highland Terrier, in a bridal gown. Jake, a Yorkshire Terrier, was in a fur-collar leather bomber jacket. That sounds interesting. A miniature poodle named Zoe was decked out in a yellow-lined collar with a matching garter. FIT spokeswoman Cheryl Fien says the doggy fashion show was a huge success, and none of the models barked, bit, or peed. See, that's what I would be worried about. All of them backstage, a little bit nervous, trying to walk down and turn around on the catwalk. But sounds like it could be kind of cute. Pittsburgh we go. Legal Eagles looking for eligible bachelors, or at least one. The gist of the defense for a Pennsylvania judge was this. District Attorney Gerald Unlange could be removed from the bench for repeatedly hitting on women who appear in his court, including five lawyers. His own lawyer says his honor doesn't have a clue about dating, that he's socially inept and hasn't had a date in years. A judicial discipline court hearing is set for next week, next Monday, and then they'll decide in a few weeks. Oh, that's sad. So he's socially inept, and he's kind of flirting a bit, or is it beyond that? I guess that's what they'll determine. Here comes the judge. San Francisco, hot drinks are cool in that city. A number of bartenders are adding what they call some zip to their concoctions. They serve up stuff like spicy fresh peppers in cocktails. Ooh. Imagine a hot pepper in an already hot Bloody Mary with horseradish sauce in it. You'd be on fire. They're doing this at the Epic Roast House Bar. They say they're tired of making citrus-based drinks all the time. So they decided that they would put a little spice in the cocktails. And there's an author who's given them some suggestions, Kara Newman. Her book's called Spice and Ice 60, Tongue-Tingling Cocktails. Can't imagine this popular. I mean, you know, one, but how many of those can you drink? So the recipes include a lemon pepper martini and a mint jalapeno julep. Ooh. And that's, they say that's equal parts. Like, it's kind of refreshing and then it burns your mouth off. I don't know. I could go there once. Let's go to Athens, Tennessee. You don't have to be driving a car to be charged with a DUI. Boy, we hear about this stuff all the time. An East Tennessee man is facing drunken driving charges. You know what he was doing? He was spinning around on a riding lawnmower. This is popular in some places. He's 30 years old. He smelled like alcohol, failed a sobriety test, told an officer he had been drinking beer, and he had taken a prescription stress reliever. That's not good. He's charged with aggravated burglary and theft under $500 because he borrowed, he says, the riding mower. Speaking of riding in Tennessee, also in a place called Columbia, riding a horse on Mule Day didn't get Troy Michael Hall into trouble, but the cops say he was riding the horse drunk. We've also heard these stories, too. They say he rode into a crowd of people, and according to the local newspaper, witnesses say he was riding around asking people for beer. Hey, you have some beer? I'm going to charge you with my horse. He's now charged with two counts of reckless endangerment and public intoxication. Oh, well, you win some and you lose some. Let's move to our little time capsule. If we go back in history, it is tax day. It is the 15th. There are 260 days left in the year in case you're counting. April 15th, 1865, sadly, President Abraham Lincoln died 9 hours after being shot the night before by John Wilkes Booth at Ford's Theater in D.C. Andrew Johnson became the nation's 17th president. In 1850, the city of San Francisco was incorporated. We're just talking about a bar there and hot drinks. In 1861, 3 days after the Confederate attack on Fort Sumter, President Abraham Lincoln declared a state of insurrection and called out Union troops. I mentioned the Titanic in another show, but in 1912, the British luxury liner, the Titanic, the RMS Titanic, sank in the North Atlantic off of Newfoundland less than 3 hours after striking an iceberg. 1,500 people died in the Titanic. The last survivor just actually passed away. In 1945, during World War II, British and Canadian troops liberated the Nazi concentration camp, one of them, Bergen-Belsen. That's good news. In 1947, Jackie Robinson, baseball's first black major league player, made his official debut with the Dodgers on opening day. The Dodgers went on to win that game and beating the Boston Braves 5-3. In 1960, a three-day conference to form student nonviolent coordinating committees began at Shaw University in Raleigh, North Carolina. The group's first chairman was Marion Barry, who went on to all kinds of wild, crazy things, right? As the mayor of Washington, the mayor of, actually, D.C., to be correct. So, wonder what he was like as a student, I guess. It could have been interesting times, to say the least. Marion Barry, though, people forgave him and people still love him. 1990, actress Greta Garbo died in New York. She lived a long life, 84 years old. And it was just 1 year ago, and we were talking about this earlier, that tens of thousands of protesters staged tea parties around the country. They were tapping into a lot of that anger stirred up by a bad economy, government spending, and bailouts. Uh-huh. Oh, Donovan Mattson is so good at this. Cue up that music, please, maestro. It's time for the birthdays. Emma Watson, Harry Potter, think Harry Potter. Hermione, that's who she is, 20 years old. Seth Rogen, 28 years old. He's a pretty funny guy. Knocked Up and Super Bad, two of his movies. Emma Thompson, British actress. She's been in a ton of things. Sense and Sensibilities, all kinds of movies. 51 again. How about Roy Clark? Hee-haw. He was the main dude, the main entertainer for like 20 years. 77 years old. Sadly, Elizabeth Montgomery, who was Bewitched, remember, Samantha Stevens? She would have been 77, too, but she succumbed to cancer a couple of years ago. Also celebrating a birthday, Claudia Cardinale, an Italian sex symbol, appeared in many European films, I think even some cameos in American films, 71 years old. And rounding out the list, Patrick Carney, drummer of the Black Keys, a blues band from Akron, Ohio. Pretty good stuff, 30 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us in America tonight.